Downtown Santa Fe's postal office may be moving to the San Busco Center as the cash-strapped U.S. Postal Service prepares to leave its current location on Federal Place. Today's New Mexican reports the move to San Busco was indicated in a Postal Service letter sent to Mayor David Koss. The mayor has a 30-day period during which he could voice disapproval of the proposed move, but Koss says he won't oppose the plan, as San Busco would still be a downtown location. Meanwhile, the city of Santa Fe also leases space at that same federal building, which it plans to relinquish this fall and move instead to space at the rail yard. Those providers of behavioral health care services in New Mexico that have had their Medicaid payments halted by the State Human Services Department after an audit revealed possible fraud have lost their appeal for resumption of pay. Today's Albuquerque Journal reports that the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver dismissed the appeal, saying it didn't have the authority to override the freeze placed on payments last month by a federal judge in Albuquerque. Environment and forestry officials from the state and federal government have been looking at necessary remediation strategies for the Pecos Canyon. This summer's Tres Lagunas fire has left the area prone to flash flooding and threatens Pecos River water quality standards for years to come. The Upper Pecos Watershed Association is now working closely with the New Mexico Environment Department, which disperses federal Clean Water Act funding. Due to flooding dangers, the federal government has recommended keeping Pecos Canyon closed to the public for up to 2 years, though the state will ultimately decide. Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry has ordered an inquiry into a Sunport shuttle bus incident wherein two men visiting from Oregon were ordered to the back of the bus for holding hands. Standard Parking has a contract with the Duke City to provide services at the airport and has issued an apology to the men and also suspended the driver. Mayor Berry says there is no place for such discrimination and wants to see if further action is warranted. The two men are said to be considering litigation. This evening, Santa Fe joins municipalities across the country in staging the 30th annual National Night Out. The yearly event is designed to heighten crime and drug prevention awareness, generate support for local anti-crime programs, and strengthen police community partnerships. The New Mexico State Police will be on hand with their bomb squad, tactical team, dive team, and motorcycle units. The evening also offers games and food and gets underway on the plaza at 6 p.m. A heads up to Santa Fe motorists beginning this evening. From 6 p.m. through 6 a.m., there will be northbound lane closures along St. Francis Drive at San Mateo and Cerrillos Road while city crews perform water main upgrades. That work is expected to continue through late October. And weather for Santa Fe, partly sunny skies today and Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s and a 30% chance for isolated thunderstorms. That increases to 40% this evening. Overnight lows near 60. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.